They're on holiday, but they still want your attention. It's truly sad, but here it is, the Ned and Josh Holly Potty.
Welcome to the final Holly Potty before we are back on Monday, the 22nd of April. Ned, our holiday is coming to an end, and it's got me in a bit of a contemplative mood a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you about something that I need your investment in, because this is our podcast that we do together. We've got hopes and dreams for it. We want it to achieve things. And what I want to talk to you about right now is, because we're about to obviously come back to work next week. Any goals coming up? Because I've got one that I'd like to set, but I've just sort of like to... Would you like me to tell you mine?
Yes.
So we can have some time to think?
Yeah, give me yours and then I can... if I have one.
I would like to, by July on the podcast, have interviewed someone who's been in a movie that has grossed more than $100 million worldwide.
$100 million?
$100 million worldwide.
That's a lot of money.
I think...
Wait, well, hang
until
on.
Until you start to think that things like Babe and that have done that, and there are a lot of Australian bit actors that could potentially... have a chat to us randomly that would have potentially been in movies like that. I think it's doable. Right. I just think at the moment we're quite low on our interview quota. We've only done like 4 or 5.
So wait, what was it again? You said it at 100 million?
An actor that's been in a movie that has grossed more than $100 million worldwide.
Okay, good. So, all right. I was very confused by this because I know how much some movies have made, and I know that The Lion King definitely made more than that, but I was going to use that as like an... I was like, we're setting the bar far too high. Who do you think? I think Guy Pearce, who was in Iron Man 3.
I think it would be incredible to get Guy Pearce.
Well, then who do you think?
I was thinking more, and once again, Australian comedy legend, she's great, but I was thinking more Magda Szubanski.
Oh,
she's in
Babe.
That's why I said Babe. I'm like, I'm thinking if we can get an Australian actor, like maybe someone who's rocked up for 2 seconds in Thor or something like that. Like, that's more of the caliber of... Because it could just be someone who's just been in a movie.
Get one of Chris Hemsworth's kids, because they're not famous at all.
Who knows? Pretty sure we'd be arrested trying to interview one of Chris Hemsworth's kids.
I think he'd have a problem with it.
I don't think they'd hit the media circuit too often.
No. What are Taika Waititi's kids then? Apparently, everyone's kids were just in that movie.
I just think, at the end of the day, this should be a goal. We should have a goal. I think we should. We don't have goals. Any goal.
Ironically, she's doing the rounds at the moment because she, much to my joy, is going off on Harry Potter fans. But Miriam Margoyles, she's like doing interviews at the moment. She was also in Babe.
Yeah, okay.
She's
also in Harry Potter.
Well, yeah, I guess. But I'm saying
we're going to talk about movies that Miriam Margoyles has been in that could make a ton of money.
Yeah, I
probably
guess.
Go to the Harry Potter ones.
I would imagine. But I'm also just, I'm looking at the cast for Babe. And I'm saying that, definitely... Magda Szubanski is the most attainable one.
It does not need to be someone from Babe.
Well, I mean, this is the stipulation you set.
I said $100 million.
Yeah, and then you wouldn't get off Babe.
I'm willing to accept Pig in the City as well.
Who else? It does need to be Australian.
Stop. This is my goal.
Russell Crowe, maybe?
Okay. Goals. Okay. Do you have a goal?
Oh, no. If my goal also can't be this, I don't want one. Have you ever heard the saying... some snakes hiss, others call you bro.
Oh, no, I haven't. But I don't spend a lot of time on douchebag blogs, so I probably haven't. I probably haven't heard that.
Yeah, I've heard you say there's two wolves inside of me, so climb down off that high horse.
I said it's a different saying.
You've got to feed the wolf you feed.
And that is a good saying. That's like if you put it, feeling it in negative emotions, that's what's going to be the bigger thing.
Then I would argue that some snakes say bro, and others call you bro is also a good saying.
I would argue. Respectfully,
there's no wolf
that
in me.
It's not. I'd say it's not.
There is zero wolf in me, all right? If anything, I'm an indoor cat. Okay. Some snakes hiss, others call you son. So I've changed it already to son in Houston, Texas. Not the wet bandits, but the little rascals.
What's happened?
Is a trio that are making headlines for their multiple bank robberies.
Okay.
Now, they're named the Little Rascals because they are 11, 12, and 16.
Yeah, wow. The 16-year-old's less of a little rascal, more of a juvenile offender.
But he's a tween rascal.
Yeah, I think future criminal, at current criminal, but future, probably sentenceable as an adult in certain U.S.
juvenile
states.
Juvenile rascal.
Why is this happening?
So I guess they just want money. They're 11, 12, and 16. Think about how much money you wanted back then.
Yeah.
I can see why they've done it. The reason we know about this is because the FBI are obviously like, hey, they were doing it, honestly. Again, this is not me endorsing bank robberies, but if someone was...
It's weird that you have to say an again there.
Again.
As I say constantly on this podcast.
I'm not endorsing bank robberies. But they did it, no weapons. They just like handed a note to someone. It was like, give us the money. And they're like, oh, crap. All right, here you go. Here's some money.
I think the training manual there of just do what you're told in the event of a robbery, if it's an 11-year-old...
Maybe don't.
Don't have to, probably.
Just see if a parent's accompanying
them. You could kick them hard enough to stop the whole thing from happening. Probably don't have to.
Exactly right. But apparently witnesses, this is why it was like kind of hard to find them, because witnesses said they were between, roughly, they thought they were between 14 and 18.
Oh, okay.
That's only one suspect. Yeah. You got the 11 and 12-year-old and then obviously the 16-year-old. FBI put up photos of them. FBI Houston were like, hey, keep an eye out for these kids. These
bank robbers.
Quote unquote little rascals. Mm-hmm. Their parents dobbed them in. That's what I mean about snakes.
Oh, I see.
It's always the person you trust the most.
I was wondering how we were going to have to go back to that. Yeah, very good. So the parents. No, that's good.
Robbery by threat.
I shoplifted once when I was a kid. My mum made me take it back to the shop. It was a packet of Hubba Bubba, and I had to take it back to the Munk Bar. So I guess if the FBI were looking for me because I had robbed a bank, my mum had dobbed me in.
Yes. So they also...
It's a one for one.
Yeah, they got away with an undisclosed amount of cash, not a roll of Lifesavers.
I didn't get away with a Hubba Bubba. I guess their mum either loves them less or more, depending on how you want to look at parenting.
Seems like these kids' parents and your mum are on the exact same line. Yeah. You break the law, the FBI is going to deal with you.
All right, this is our final Holly Potty before we are back in action on the 22nd of April. That's this coming Monday. And Ned, I've waited till this last moment to bring something to your attention, because this will build a bit of suspense for Monday as to there will be a story that needs to be finished, but also because I want to give you as little time as possible to make fun of me over what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I am, to an extent, being bullied by Carrie's oldest son.
Yeah, I believe that. I've seen it.
He is quite feverishly... laying the pressure on for me to go with him on the Velocicoaster at Universal Studios in Florida.
I went on that in Japan.
There is no Velocicoaster in Japan.
I didn't. No, very good. Yeah. I went on some sort of Jurassic themed ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you really don't want to do this?
This goes upside down. It does the loops.
What's
inverted,
it called? The Velocicoaster.
The Velocicoaster.
Velocicoaster.
We,
what a name.
We saw it a couple of years ago when we went there and he was young enough that even he looked at it and went, nah. I'm good.
Yeah. This thing is...
Describe it to people.
Okay, so it looks like the Arc de Triomphe in France, except if it was just made of one wire. it really is too curvy for my liking.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly can't even tell like what parts of it are upside down and what parts of it are the right way around.
That's a great way to describe why I'm scared of it.
So the only thing I can see is a bunch of people on it, and they all look... happy in a way that, like, God, I hope this doesn't go bad kind of way. You know what I mean? It's like, we're
exactly
having fun
for
now kind of way.
I don't want to do this. Yeah. and whether or not I do it will depend on how effective the bullying was once we're on a different continent.
So I don't know, you probably know about this. You're a bit more into theme parks than I am. Do you know about parkprodigy.com?
No.
So you can go on there and it'll give you, like... A rating from 0 to 10 on how scary a ride is.
Yes.
I'll just read what they said. It doesn't have to come from me, so it's not me. Yep. In our opinion, the Velocicoaster is, without a doubt, the most intense ride at Universal Orlando Resort, which is the main reason we graded it a 10 out of 10 on the thrill scale above.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... Oh, and it was dubbed 2024's scariest ride at Universal Studios.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, so... Yeah, there's no... I wish there was a way... There's not like another dinosaur ride, is there?
There's tons. Like the one we went on in Japan. They have one of them there too. It's just the nice go down the hill and the...
Just blindfold him and be like, oh, we're on it. This is scary.
Just in a shopping trolley, driving him around.
Whoa!
I should try and convince him that we have to wear goggles to go on it.
Yeah. You look like pale at the moment, so I'd suggest trying anything but going on this thing.
I am so scared. All right.
Oh, they're actually... Should I read you some of the Google reviews?
Mm.
Yeah. Worth the wait. I was absolutely terrified more than any other roller coaster. Aww. The experience was made better by the awesome crew members that helped work the ride. Actually, that's nice.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know if they'll be as susceptible to a 32-year-old or 33-year-old crying. These are all 5 out of 5-star reviews as well. You've got to be pretty stoked on that.
Okay. All right. So we'll find out on Monday's show whether or not this has happened.
Oh, this is the review for you. I'm sorry. I need to get past this. I only went on this ride because of my 16-year-old son wanted to. My seat was second in the front. The ride starts out okay, but gets quickly very fast. I've never felt more scared on a ride before. I'm 5'1", and I weighed 130 pounds at the time. The entire time the ride was going, I was fearing for my life. That's a 1-star review.
You know what the best part about this is? He's less than 5'1", so I might read that review to him and try and convince him.
Oh,
no,
you're tiny.
Yeah, let's not do it.
I don't think we can do it, mate.
We're not going to do it.
Good luck.
Speak to you all Monday. Bye.
Bye.
That was the Ned and Josh Holly poddy. The boys will be back with normal daily shows Monday, April 22nd. I wish I got a holiday.